Trevor in Dungannon. Good morning.
Good morning, Nisha. I would just like to ask Avril, you know, she talks about coming from Carnarvon. I come from the County Armagh area as well. My children attend Orchard County Primary School. Now, they don't teach for the qualification or 11 plus as it used to be. I didn't go to grammar school myself, but on the advice of the principal of the school, he said that my oldest son would have been probably capable of doing it, which I give him the opportunity himself at that age. I said, if you want to do it, you can do it. If you don't, you don't. There's no harm done. He said, yes, I'll give it a try. And he done it, passed, qualified and passed with quite a high mark. It was only one of two pupils out of the whole of the school. They don't even teach for the curriculum for it. And I got him a wee bit of tuition. Now, as I say, I'm not a wealthy person that I could have well afford tuition. I got him a few helping hands here and there. And he qualified well, and he goes now to Armagh Royal and is enjoying it immensely. Now, my daughter then was of a year younger, which is now this year. She is qualified and passed her 11 plus to go to the same school. And as I say, qualified with a reasonably high mark, got a little tuition, and was the only pupil of the school that done it. And as I say, there was no pressure on them. I done the 11 plus when I was going to school. I went to the grammar or an ordinary school. And as I say, I would just like to make it clear that I think it's up to the school and the pupil and the parent. If they want to do it, do it. If they don't, don't. And, you know, there's no pressure on anybody.
Avril, do you want to respond to Trevor?
Yeah, well, could I congratulate Trevor's children on how well they've done? But at the end of the day, what is the difference between going to Armagh Royal and going to Armagh Secondary School, Armagh High School?
I'm not saying that there's any difference, Avril. I would never make a difference in any school, mm-hmm. in any shape or form, regardless of either religion or sectarianism or anything else. Children are brought up on the way you bring them up. Children have manners of what you put into them. The children bring out on the other side what goes in from this end. It's like any product that you do. It starts off as a seed, and as it grows, it comes into a product of what you make it. And at the end of the day, children, I think, should have the opportunity to go to wherever they are capable of going. And if they have a capability of going, you know, to a grammar school, I think that should be exploited. I would have no hesitation in saying if my son wasn't up to, or my daughter wasn't up to going to grammar school, definitely I wouldn't put them in a situation where they were going to struggle year after year after year after year. If a child has the ability and the capability of doing something, I am a great believer in letting them get on ahead and do it. And that's how people achieve things. That's how people achieve their goals. But to say to take that privilege away from them at an early stage in their lives and say, oh, hold on a minute, we shouldn't have this plan. If a child wants to do the 11 plus, let him do it. If he doesn't want to do it, don't do it. If he's not capable of doing it, don't put him in for it. If he's capable of doing it, let him try it.
The presumption.
You know,
you're
the problem
there
is that the parent that wants the pressure, they want the big ego. Oh, my son goes to a grammar school. You know, that's not my aim. My aim is for the best for my children.
The presumption there is that there's a difference in the education that that child will get at a grammar school compared to a secondary school. And actually, they're teaching to the same education syllabus. They're doing basically the same GCSEs.
Hold on a second, Lisa. That's not the case.
That is the case.
If you look at the secondary schools and compare them with the grammar schools, it's quite appropriate that grammar schools should be entering their pupils for 8 to 11 GCSEs. And it's quite appropriate that less able academic children should not be entered for that number of subjects.
But you can do that under the same
roof. It's also a question of what levels they're entered for the exams. It's well known that in some secondary schools, quite rightly, children are only entered for a level which will give them a grade C at a GCSE.
There are some grammar schools who also enter them at those lower levels.
Can we all stop shouting over each other? Is identical.
Okay.
Can I just say to Paul there that I have actually a friend who went to secondary school, qualified, come out of the secondary school with the highest mark in the school, actually, through all her years that she was there. She finished up then. She finished having to go to a grammar school in her sixth year to do the qualifications that she's looking to do in art and design. And as I say, you know, probably was bright enough to go to the grammar school whenever the time was. Didn't go. Went to the secondary school. Come out of it with flying colours. I'm not saying that a secondary school is any better or any worse than a grammar school.
Absolutely.
But I think if a child is capable of going to a grammar school,
the way the
he should have that opportunity himself.
That there's opportunity to transfer if, as a child develops, they show themselves capable of higher things. And it's wonderful we've got the quality of teachers that will take them through in those schools to be able to come out of the other end and go on to higher education. The fact is that many are not appropriate for the academic route. And the trouble is that we sometimes undervalue the other routes far too much.
And okay,
I want to talk to
them under
I want to talk to Avril, just bear with me a wee second. Yeah. I want to talk to John in Belfast. Good morning.
Hello. I'd just like to say, you know, the elephant in the room, and your previous caller has said that he had paid to get his kids tutored through the 11 plus.
That was Trevor. Now, Trevor said he's not a rich man either.
It doesn't matter what he is. He has paid extra money to give his kids help in getting through the 11 plus. And I don't care whether he's rich, poor, indifferent. It proves that the system is wrong. If there's money involved, if there's people making money for putting kids extra money, getting different education than other children, the system is wrong and flawed. It happens in middle-class schools. There's classes where 25 out of 30 pupils are getting tutored. That is what is happening. And I feel very, very strongly about it.
But is there anything wrong with getting a child extra tuition, John?
Well, yes, there is. There is. It says there's something wrong with the system in the poorer areas. Of course it's wrong.
Well, should the schools be preparing them, John, or should there be no test at all?
And people and the headmaster of a so-called grammar school to say that the kids that go to his school are intellectually superior to the poorer kids. Because they're not. They maybe haven't had the same amount of money spent on them.
Well, should the primary schools be preparing the kids, or should there just be no test at all?
No, do you see even that question? It's wrong. There should be no 11 plus. End of story.
The Dixon plan, fella John there, if a principal of a school recommends that he's capable of doing it, surely he has watched them throughout the years of coming up through school.
I said there should be no 11 plus, there should be no recommendations, no nothing at a 10 and 11 years of age.
If a principal and teachers who are supposed to be with your child so much of the day, taking an interest in your child and know that he's capable of doing it, or she, whatever the case may be, she should be able to have that choice to say, well, I think this child's capable, or if the child's not capable, so be it.
There should
be
no
11
plus of kids at 10 and 11 years of age. End of story. You know, 14, 15, when they've matured and they're big enough to stand on their own 2 feet, grand. No,
it doesn't matter, you know, a child at 10 or 11 years of age and 12 years of age, it's every bit as switched on as a child at 14.
Obviously not if you're paying money to get your kids tutored.
What do you mean paying money? I give my child the best opportunity because I believe that that's what you put children into this world for, to give them the best opportunity you can give them. I don't spend the money on myself. I would give it to them to give them the best opportunity because my parents done the same for me.
You think your child are, you know, they're very, very clever and all the rest of it. They have had extra money spent on them than other children.
It only helped them along the way. It didn't make them. The teacher recommended that they were clever. He thought them clever enough to do it. So I didn't give them any more money.
Why did you pay more? Sorry.
So if you were going to your parents and they give you money to help you with something that you were doing, should it be a sport or whatever, you're saying that you're better than somebody else.
Hold on, we're not talking about a sport. We're not talking about piano lessons. We're talking about people's future here. We're talking about people's future.
I helped my child with his education. His education is the most important thing that he'll carry with him through the rest of his life.
Yes, could you help him in a secondary school?
I told him he didn't have to do it if he didn't want to. I told him if he didn't pass it, it didn't matter. I've helped him no matter what it was. That's the problem. Parents want to help their children for their own ego.
I have kids who go to grammar school.
I'm not making a difference in schools.
I have children who went through the grammar this 11 plus system.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, because I put my kids through it doesn't mean I approve of it. And there's a lot of people have to work with the system we have. But there's a tacit approval when EQA and all the rest and come on the radio and say so many percent are going through the 11 plus. It does not mean we support the system. It's what we have at the minute. It's wrong. And it needs changed.
Okay, I want to bring in Colin. Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to raise the point here that, and it's already been raised by one of the speakers there, the grammar schools, by widening the catchment area that they're bringing the kids in, are actually putting a negative response into the non-grammar schools. They're bringing in kids there who in the past weren't good enough to win the grammar school, but they're doing that so that they can secure grammar schools. They're getting bums and seats. in respect to pupil numbers in there, and they're getting paid by the pupil for having pupils in there. They're reducing the standard of their education as they see it in respect to their results are going to, between the tables last week, the wider spectrum now coming through there. My wife's a secondary school teacher. They're responsible for the development of the whole individual. But how can they do that whenever you've got the grammar schools now taking the cream of what the secondary schools or the non-grammar schools would have had in the past to subsidise their numbers to secure their skills and to secure their jobs? And that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, the grammar schools are only interested in keeping the grammar schools open.
And Paul Hewitt, if I could just let Paul Hewitt respond to that.
I'm coming from a grammar school, and Mr. Hewitt would have been one of my teachers in one of those schools in the past, so I'm talking from a grammar school background myself. But what I'm saying is the schools today are interested in bums and seats. The difference is secondary school teachers are going in there. They've been left with a different type of pupil to deal with. And the tables last week show us academically what kids are doing. It doesn't show what
Colin, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're approaching the half nine headlines. I want to let Paul Hewitt respond.
Yes, I can see a lot of what Colin's saying. The fact is that the grammar schools are very popular. They're oversubscribed by parents who want to send their children to them. And we have to decide which is better. We have a less class-conscious society in Northern Ireland across the water. Is it less just or more unjust to determine schooling by restricting parents' rights about where they send their children, by measuring the closeness to the school, by reducing academic challenge for the most able, by lowering standards, or is it better to provide a system where all children can submit themselves?
Okay.